We are going to be doing, as I wrote to the other one, we're trying a little bit of a different thing this week. We're going to be moving ahead to Daf Ayin Beis, in order to see whether the Elam has more to tell us out of using the current daf of the week or retrospectively on the daf of last week. So we're going to need to put up Daf Ayin Beis and the Maamar Mekaymus and Daf Ayin Beis. If I can ask you to please move ahead to that. Let's see. You'll have to go on to the next chiveres. There we go. Ayin Beis. Okay, further. Let's learn the Mishnah. This is a very well-known Mishnah because it has important halachos in the Gemara. So the Mishnah codifies the two types of things that are considered to be meridos that a woman can do, which could lead to the loss of the ksuba. And then the Mishnah describes which one each is. So the Mishnah tells you that the two categories here are, the first is reasonably well identified as those things that are halachic violations. Then the second is those that are violations of things that are more midine, the chazal slash minhaga. In order to understand the variations, we need to understand what the side of the ksubasa as a result of being Reverend Yisurim is. So the Rishonim basically have two mahalchim. First is Shitas HaTosfos. Shitas HaTosfos is that the time of the Isha is Oiberes al Das is Mafsid Ksuba because Chazal were Kainisu. And this is the Lashon of other Rishonim, Tosfos Reads in the Shita Kibbet says that the reason why she loses the Ksuba is because it is a Nas. Let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos Divrei HaMashkal Ula Oiveres.
Sitting in the car.
This Tosfos Ksubasa Ifsida Nami Tosfos Vafkav the Mem Shein Elin Ksuba V'Yesham Tosfos. So Tosfos explains Vaisam Hayna Taima to Mechila Kishakasa Tosfos Lab Adaita Tahacha Tafsua. And then Tosfos, you can make this a little bit bigger, please, so that those who are reading off the screen can see it. And Tosfos at the end says, Tosfos says the following. Tosfos says in discussing the issue of an illness, Aversal das to mikara Tosfos adaita to the ksuba kasula kishkansua b'ksuba kansua gam b'tosfos. The Tosfos learns that the reason for the losing of the ksuba is a knas. The other Rishonim seem to explain it the same way. The Tosfos read. And the Shita Mikabesets, let's scroll down. However, the Rabbeinu Rambam has a different mahalach. Chazal, when metaking a ksuba, is Kadesh Late Kala Beinah Abal Haitzi. And the type of Isha that is represented in either an Averis al Das Maisha or a Das Yehudis, we don't really care if the Baal is mighty her. because, in fact, that's not something to discourage. It's a little bit along the Shitas HaTosfos, a little bit along the Shita of a Knas, but it has the additional additive that Chazal did not want to be metaken to give the ksuba to an isha that is a veresel das. And in fact, the lashon of Rabbeinu Rambam is a veresel das. Chayin zayish asasa dov mechur ein kavod balaiti elam ratza layaiti apash layaiti ein leksuba shaksuba takanas chami k'deshli talvein balaitiya like pido ella abnais yisrael atznuais alila prutzais ein la takana te kalvein. Chazal couldn't force the dissolution of the marriage, but he didn't have to encourage it or incentivize it to continue. Therefore, the yisaid of the iser, the yisaid of the losing of the ksuba, is to try to create a situation where he will come to this action by himself. The Rush adds that the din of averesal das is only limited to those siurim that are in the Mishnah, where the isha is machshel the baal, as we said in category one, and a davar isur. If the isha is independently over an avera, all the three cases in the Mishnah, machila, sayenim, usur, mishamesh, those are cases where she was machshel him. What if she herself was over an avera? Says the Rush, this is not enough of a reason to be considered to be a varisal das. Let's see the lashon of Rabbeinu HaRush. Ksuba says the continue to the next page, please. And let's enlarge it. And the Gemara is the Rosh's Maitig, the lesson of the Mishnah. How the Rosh das Maishu de Saint Luxu behind the Bedavashi Machshi Los Loi. She has to be Machshel him. Yanak to Masnison. Yaitzvim says Chela Vadam Machalos Surais Naderis Ben Makayemis Bishul Bonab Avalam Hase Veris Bishara Veris Gainshi Yatzmachodav Iser Leiv Sig Subasa Vadas Yehudish Machsifusa Mishal Machraz Nusu Demafsala. Das Yehudis is a different category. Says Rabbi Chanan, what's the yisoid of the chilik between something that it's an iser for her and an iser where she is machshel him? He says the Rush holds that the tama of averesal das that is master ksuv is not like lashon, not to like taisvus. That's a midin knas. The Rush holds it's a ikra dina because she was goyreim for the baal. Therefore, she can't live with him. It's a dissolution of the bond between Isha and Isha that she should not be garim isur to him. Once she's nechshad to be machshel him with isurim, a person can't live with such a woman. So it's medina, and therefore that is what is garim the dissolution. After kol tarik kol lihidas Moshe. So what does the Mishnah mean to say by calling this Das Moshe? Avobiyur Hadvarim. Let's go to the next page, please. Kamashikasvarash. Ela yachol. Venimtsa dihi hagayremes legirusheha, ubiki haigavna lekachiv ksuba, ladavka hechaduhu moitzi liritsainai. It's not a knas. on her that she was a bad person. No. Ain't not even Dorim Nachash b'kfifa echas. Such a gather. So therefore, she is causing the dissolution of the marriage because inherent in the marriage is that a person has to be able to live with someone who is being machshel with Yisurei Achila cannot live with such a person. If you can't live with such a person, there's no Chiv Ksuba. The only Chiv Ksuba where he's being Mitzi Ilir at Sinai without any other logical reason. The site of Znus that's mastered Ksuba is because she no longer has created a situation where there's an ability to have a marriage. Same so for Madranes or Machilasai, I'll skip the line. If she would not become a chasuda, which is a functional dissolution of the marriage bond, then that itself would not necessarily flow to a hefsid of the ksuba, because hefsid ksuba medina can't leave with her because of what she did. And then Rabbi Chanan goes on to bring a riot to this. So according to Rabbi Chanan, we have a basic machlokes Rishonim and the Talmud hefsid ksuba. Taisus the Rambam learns it's medina de knas. Taisus mefurish and the Rambam slightly implicitly, and the Rush learns it is medina. With enough minutes between the two shittos. So the Rishonim bring a shittos arrived. It's brought in the Ritva. We don't have a direct arrived on Ksubas, but we do have the other Rishonim quoting the arrived. The Ritva says that the Ish is not Neman to say that she was Eiral Das, because we have a klal Eina Meisas Marasha. Says the Ritva, Eina Meisas Marasha is only. Does not apply to cash, to mammon, as we all know. We don't say it in the Mason of Russia. Says the Afla, if that's the case, I have an explanation. And obviously, since I lived hundreds of years before the Kovitz Shiurim, but along the same Derech, that since Adam ain't under Mason of Russia, and Isha, who says that she was Michael Davra, Usher to her Baal is not Neman, and she's not considered to be, she's not Neman, and therefore she's not a Chashud. Memela, the Baal can live with her, and therefore there's no reason to be Mafsid the Ksuba. The Kavit Shurim Reish Lamed Daled says the same Yisaid. Please, Gamo ever come myself go to Reish Lamed Daled. Please scroll it. You're looking at Reish Lamed Gimel here. L'chayav she'ach b'zeh das arayvin. They never said by das which they never said for Russia. As for Shain and Tamua, the das bal din mine got made some much by Russia. So why isn't the das bal din? Piasma in a mesa to Russia. Beloved in Amunusa, she can't become a chashudalatma. And says Rabbi Chanan, the whole Yisoid is that she becomes a chashuda. Medina muter lader ima lametavs kizabasa filo nemes and gabayatsmas again. Become makum shul avreidim asedis. And he goes on to explain this is the shita of the Ravid, which explains that she's not Neman to say that she was a vera saldas, because it's not a cash knas. It's a einad meisim rasha. Is since a person can't become a chashud through themselves, and the yisayid pointed of Chanan is you become a chashuda chashud. Therefore, that wouldn't work, even That wouldn't work because in other meisim atzmei Russia, you can't meisim atzma to be a cheshuda. So you take the svar of the afla, which is explicated similarly to as Bachan, and go to the top of the column, you'll see how he concludes. Obama says a maspik, and then he goes on to say, Galia, why should it not be Neman? Okay. The Lamaisa, the site of the Svara of that she becomes a Chshuda for inference the problem of the Kasha of the Ritva and the Ravid, Opidi side, similar to the Afladi side. In the Chazon Ramsky says more or less the same Svara based on the Afla. And he adds that this is Gufa de Machlokes between the Ritva and the Ravid. The Ritva holds that the side of losing the Ksuba is a Knas, like Tisus and the Rambam. And the Ravid holds, like the Rush, that's a din. It's a din of Chashud. Din of Chashud, a Nadame's Matz for Russia to make herself into Chashuda, not just a Haidois Bal din of a monetary Nafkamina. And Reb Chaskel Bramsky adds another nafkamina would be where a situation where the Baal was being oimet of Megarish's Ishnai, even if he's not a Varisal Das. According to the Rush, he intended to be Megarish anyway. And then the Varisal Das came into play afterwards. So according to the Rush, no reason to be Mafsid Ksuba. Because she wasn't Gairim the Gairishin. The Gairishin was coming from his side. He had already decided to Megarish her anyway. But according to Tosfos and the Rambam, such a case, she has to be mafsid de ksuba because according to them, it's a knas. And the knas would be for the action that she was gairim him to eat machal susurus or whatever, therefore, so she has to get a knas under all circumstances. Now, Yeshua has a different mahalach to for him for the Ravid from the Afla's kasha, from the Ritva's kasha, and he says the Deis Baal Din is only shayach. If, where somebody is Maida in the Iker HaMamayin, but here the Isha is Maida, she was a Varasal Das. And the Knas is only a Pelyotz of that. Not being Maida in the Knas, she's being only being Maida in the Varasal Das. And therefore, she's not being Maida on the Iker Hafsid Ksuba, she's being Maida in something Tzminat Sad that leads to a Knas. That's not considered to be a third nafkamina, a second nafkamina would be brought in the Achronim by the Chacham Shleima and the Shevet Sefer. In a case where an Isha was planning to be Michael, the Baal Davar Aser, but for whatever reason didn't come out Lapayel. Is this considered to be a hefsid of the ksuba? He says this would be dependent on the two shittos of the Rishonim. If the hefsid of the ksuba is like Tosfos and the Rush, he did knas. Okay, so that's the case. We don't consider her until we know that she was actually Michael him the poyel. But if it's mitzad that she can't live with her like the Rush. So in such a case, even a plot to try it, which did not come out but pile, would also lead to Hafsid Ksuba. Let's see this nice Chiddush of the Shevet Sefer inside.
Oh, that's when you're on mute. We don't hear you at all.
Yeah, says I was waiting for you to get the right page up, which is the Save It Cipher, please. Let's make this a little bit bigger. Not sure what the city that the Memhe stands for. In any case, he says, "Vayim b'afla, mashma dvarav," line 8. No, just leave it there, please. Line before, the mashma dvarav tzarich dafka shneim yachad shiglashay. It's a bad print. V'gam makos liyasal smoy chaleo. V'taisa sharishayim shik shalah the makos shas. Go to first Almalayer b'shem b'slayachal. El the rights is lachiloi. V'tirtzim shem deichayolam k'shroitz halachal. Semer sim b'shem b'zeh. Mashma dvarav the il loy. Tana came by the ashayis rights lachiloi. Yaitzim b'sedet tzubas after lachilisu. V'aydul nechshem b'kamon yaitzim shem layachal lismay chaleo. Says the Shevet Sofer, the Lashonis and the Rishonim, we see that it would be dependent because since the Lamaisa can't be Semech Hanur, it doesn't matter whether it was Noitz L'Payel or not. So you see that he says that these two Shitas would be totally on this svara of whether or not the lemaisa is the fact that she will not be able to be samech on her for the future. That's the shitas. The shitas of the Rishonim will learn that it is a chashudika thing which loses the ability to trust her in the future. Well, nafka min if it was carried out or not. But if lemaisa it is a knas would require that it actually be carried out in order to make sure that she is niknas for something that actually happened. Okay, Rabbi Sai. We'll see if Garland will be using this for this week's limud, and we'll decide how we're going to be moving it on. We'll see everybody, Mirtz Hashem, next week as we go further in the Sugyas of the Mother on Yaitzvi and the Sugyas of Mumin. We'll see everybody, Mirtz Hashem, next week.